It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Isn't it strange how the Father uses different media to speak to us? His most perfect revelation, of course, was His Son. And He speaks to us still through His written word. But this is not the only method He uses. He uses other means, such as a good book, a sermon, or a friend. He even uses the funny papers occasionally. He spoke to me recently through Peanuts. In that Peanuts column, Lucy was shown at her wayside stand with a sign reading, "Psychiatric help, 5 cents, the doctor is in." Well, old Charlie Brown comes along and says, "I'm in sad shape. What can you do when you don't fit in? What can you do when life seems to be passing you by?" To this, Lucy replies, "Follow me. I want to show you something. See the horizon over there? See how big it is? See how much room there is for everybody? Have you ever seen another world?" "No," says Charlie Brown. "As far as you know, this is the only world there is, right?" "Right," replies Charlie Brown. Lucy shouts, "Well, live in it then." Whereupon Charlie Brown does one of his famous somersaults. Many of us are like Charlie Brown. We think we're in sad shape. We mope along with our fears and worries. We go in for self-pity. We look here and there for help without finding it. We think the world has given us a raw deal. We go around hunting only for the bad. We're in bad shape ourselves. We get to thinking that the faith of the Nazarene is dull and ordinary to many who bear His name or down at the mouth. Then along comes the divine psychiatrist. He takes us by the hand and shows us the wide and wonderful world in which we live, this mystery and wonder of life, this sparkling bit of time and space that is all ours for a brief moment of history. He tells us that we are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. He tells us there is a Father who knows us better than we know ourselves, a Maker that is closer than the air we breathe. He says that our Father loves us beyond our comprehension, even more than an earthly father loves his son. But He does more than this. He shames us for our timidity and our crankedness. He dissolves our guilt and restores our faith in God and ourselves. He Himself is our key to abundant living. He shouts to us across the centuries to live in our world as though we were citizens of the eternities. It is He and He alone who puts meaning into our existence and purpose into our lives. He gives the ring of divine ordination to the most trivial of all occupations. Through His speaking, we hear Him saying that He came that we could find life, abundant life. Great is the number seeking for that abundant life. It's a pity that they think it can be found in rings and things. If we are in sad shape, we might not need to turn Charlie Brown's somersault, but we might need to take another look at our world and our God and ourself. Who knows? We might just want to turn that somersault with old Charlie Brown after taking that look.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.